football coming up here in a few minutes. But first, today is flu shot day here at the station. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is the man who will be administering our flu shots. He's also the team doctor for the Cowboys and most of the other pro sports teams in the market. It's Snapper John, MD. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, you guys. How are y'all doing?
Morning.
Doing fine. How are you?
Well, I'm excited. Coming up to the ticket there. Coming up there with my big old mason jar vaccine. I'm going to get you guys all antibodied up.
It's kind of weird that you're doing it. I thought we just have like a nurse or something.
Well, no, they wanted to get a doctor in there, so I'm going to come up there with my big old bag. I got a big old black bag of tools and stethoscopes and whatever.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good.
Come up there, we can do it in your butt if you want.
I don't know, Junior may want it administered that way, I don't know.
What you say, Junior, you want it in your butt?
I might take the arm instead.
I heard you always like it in your butt. Talking about shots.
Yeah, talking about getting a shot.
No, we can do it there. We can do it in your leg or your neck. Or some people prefer it directly into the heart.
What? They do not.
Or if you got a collapsed veins or something like that, we can go directly into your eye if you want.
Wow, my God. Stick with the arm. How about that?
Yeah, we do flu shots all over the place. Whatever you want. Your preference.
I've never heard that.
And we're not going to get the flu if we get this, right?
No. What are you talking about? Jordan, you ain't going to get the flu from what I'm giving you. This is Snapper John MD specialized blend now.
Specialized
your
blend.
Own blend.
Oh, yeah. We invent. What I do is I inject you with a combination of a dead virus, mm-hmm. some B12, got a little paint thinner in there, a little monkey fat. It works on 31% of the people 100% of the time.
I don't like those odds.
I don't either.
While I'm up there, I can knock out some other stuff, too. You can give you old turning cough.
Yeah, that's okay.
Physical. Yeah, we can do that. Maybe get old Junior up on the conference table so I can examine his prostate. Would you do that, computer man?
No, probably not.
Lay back on that table. You draw your skinny legs up. Let me go to town like I'm digging for a quarter and a coin pouch.
Not in front of the rest of the staff.
You're all looking like an upturned spider up there on that table. And George.
Yeah.
I can treat you ED again if you want now.
I don't have ED.
Again?
Yeah, I bring my popsicle sticks and my yawn so I can splint your junk.
All right, I've never been treated by you, and I don't have that.
And I know Norm has a little incontinence problem, so I'm bringing up my tube of caulk.
That's not a medical treatment.
Yeah, that's right. So what you do, you just put a little bead of caulk right down in your urethra. You're good to go. Last for a while. And if Rich is there, I'm going to bring my auger so I can run a snake up there and bust up that medicine ball of doodle who got him so clogged.
All right. He's doing fine.
We'll just take the flu shots today. How about that?
Hey, you think any of them honey pots down there in sales need a few jelly finger exams?
Oh, my gosh.
I get up in there, see if they got any G-spot polyps.
Whoa.
I'll take care of them right now. All right, then we'll bring it on down. I'll see you guys 10.
Okay.
All right, see ya.
I don't think I want him coming up here.
I don't either. I'm creeped out by him. All right, it's 8:48 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.